If you caught the Rural Report this morning, you would probably have heard the news that the state has this week released a conservation guide for islands off the northwest coast. Included in it are commitments for the management of Barrow Island, where resources companies have had a presence for a number of years now. In an interview with the ABC's Lucy Bell, Environment Minister Albert Jacob spoke about the current state of Barrow Island.
The fact that the Barrow Island grouping is the most pristine of our island groupings is undeniably because there have been resource projects on that island since the mid-60s. And all of the neighbouring islands that originally had similar values but did not have these projects have significantly deteriorated when you compare them to Barrow.
Environment Minister Albert Jacob there speaking to Lucy Bell. Robin Chappell is the Greens member for Mining and Pastoral. Earlier this morning, I asked him about his response to the release of the state's newest management plan.
A stunned silence, I think, is my response. I've just provisionally gone through it, and there is absolutely nothing new in that than was already not agreed to in the original letting of the contract for Gorgon to go to the island. In fact, it actually doesn't address any of the issues that have happened subsequently. So it's a puff piece.
You say it hasn't addressed any of the issues that have happened on the island. What are you referring to there?
Well, we've had a large number of breaches of quarantine, which was a guaranteed position would never occur. We've got that. There's been translocation of animals. Due to the massive size of what's going on the island, originally they were allowed 300 hectares of area, they then used another 235 hectares which belonged to WAPET, West Australian Petroleum, and then sought agreement out of the state government, which they got, for a further expansion. So it's been an incremental increase. It's about two or three times the size it was intended to be. The method of dealing with injured animals now is to euthanize them, whereas originally they were taken off the island and rehabilitated. They have tried to translocate thousands of animals. Many of them have just not made the journey. They were fitted with tracking collars, and I think in some of the cases, less than 5% survived. So it's a disaster. It is an absolute disaster. And as Colin Barnett, the former leader of the opposition, said, it should never have been allowed, and if I become Premier, I will force Gorgon off Barrow Island. Well, he never did.
In an interview with the Rural Report, the Minister for the Environment, Albert Jacob, said that the particularly Barrow Island had actually had improved in terms of environment and conservation on the island compared to others around, you know, places like the Montebellos. He said that they had in fact deteriorated and that Barrow Island was better off because of the presence of the resources companies on the island. They'd been able to manage and do proactive things to look after the biodiversity there. What would you make of that statement?
Well, I think the expression is lol, laughing out loud. Seriously, if the minister goes back and reads the questions that I have asked him and the answers, he will see that it is an absolute disaster. Quite clearly, it isn't being managed well. The management plan that has been produced is just that. It is a management plan. It actually doesn't talk to a large degree about the invasive species that have already occurred, though it does identify that something needs to be addressed. But we know from previous questions that indeed, and I'm just trying to find the question right now, that there are many examples of invasive species which are critical and in some cases beyond critical. We know that buffel grass is unchecked on the island. We know that several different species of marsupials are on the island now which weren't. So given the fact that this was Australia's ark, It was identified by the scientific community back in the 70s as being one of the most important places in Australia. Industry got a license to go there, and that was the West Australian Petroleum Corporation, WAPET, and Harry Butler did a great deal of work with them in making sure that the management of the area was best as it could be, given the situation that we were having 400-odd oil platforms on the island. When Gorgon came to go there, even Shell, in their confidential documents, said it was a stupid move. Now, we know that the Gorgon project has blown out many times. It's almost triple the price that it was anticipated to be. It's several years late. It was supposed to be in production, I think, by 2012 originally. And they've put in over 5,000 tons of concrete onto the island, and animals are dying. The translocations are not working, and invasive species have gone through the roof. The only way to fix it is basically, it won't happen, I know that, is when Gorgon finishes, 45 years' time, that Gorgon and the government spend billions of dollars returning the island back to the sensitive state that it was prior to the arrival of Chevron.
Robin Chappell there, Member for Mining and Pastoral, speaking to me a short time ago this morning about the state's management plan and conservation management plan for islands off the northwest coast, including Barrow, Booty, Double and Middle Islands. And it's a plan which covers about 24,000 hectares and 23 threatened species. In the media statement from Minister Albert Jacob, it says that the plan had been through an extensive consultation process with the Department of Parks and Wildlife, liaising with stakeholders, including Chevron Australia, the Department of Mines and Petroleum, the Department of State Development, traditional custodians, conservation groups and community groups. An interesting one that's just been released this week here in the state, and it'll be interesting to see how that perhaps changes things on the island. Robin Chappell obviously not holding much ground to what the state is saying there. It's 13 away from 11. If you have a comment to make about that plan and the story there, feel free to get in touch this morning. The text line 0448 922 604.